This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjul Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Government decides to present bill designed to regulate social networking sites in Parliament. Parliamentary committee directs government to formulate wildfire control action plan within 15 days and implement it. Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation expedite reconstruction of quake damaged cultural heritages and 11 people dead in Indian rail accident after panic deboarding. Now, the news in detail. The bill designed to provide for the operation, use and regulation of social networking sites 2025 is to be tabled in the Federal Parliament. Unveiling the decisions of the Cabinet meeting held on January 20th at the news conference organized at the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology, Government Spokesperson and Minister for Communications Prithibi Subba Gurung shared that the Ministry has been given approval to table the bill before the Federal Parliament. Furthermore, a decision was taken to grant permission in principle to formulate a bill designed to make arrangements regarding land and immovable property acquisition and to extend the term of the recommendation committee formed to appoint the executive chief of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority by 35 days. Additionally, the cabinet granted approval for the private sector to develop and operate Block C and B of the Simarai Special Economic Zone under the public-private partnership model. The Agriculture, Cooperatives and Natural Resources Committee of the House of Representatives has directed the government to develop an action plan within 15 days to control wildfires and minimize the loss of life and property to implement it in a coordinated manner. In yesterday's meeting, the committee instructed the Ministry of Forest and Environment and the Ministry of Home Affairs to ensure adequate arrangements, including trained personnel, necessary equipment and safety precautions to manage outbreaks of wildfire. The committee also called for strict action against individuals responsible for setting fires in forest. It also urged Nepal Telecom to launch awareness programs on fire prevention, including a special awareness ringtone. The committee further directed the Ministry of Forest to initiate preparations starting in the Kathmandu Valley for a plastic-free campaign and to maintain environmental cleanliness. Experts at the meeting highlighted the increased risk of wildfires between mid-February and mid-March due to lack of rain. Statistics show that on average 8 people die and 91 houses are damaged annually in fire-related incidents in Nepal. Minister for Forest and Environment Ain Bahadur Shahi Thakuri informed that the committee that relevant stakeholders have been made alert and are prepared for fire control efforts. The Public Accounts Committee of the House of Representatives has directed the government to conduct a comprehensive study on recent hike in cement prices and report its finding within 7 days. Committee President Rishikesh Pokhrel said that the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies has been instructed to analyze the reasons behind the increased price and submit a report to the committee. Additionally, the committee has called for the development and implementation of a system to regulate the pricing of consumer goods. Committee President Pokhrel also cautioned the committee decided to request information from the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation regarding the extent of load shedding affecting industries. The Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation has made notable strides in conservation and reconstruction of cultural heritages damaged by earthquakes in 2015 and 2023. The Ministry had set a target to carry out reconstruction of 25 such cultural heritages within the current fiscal year 2024-25. By the middle of the fiscal year, mid-January, 27 such heritages have been successfully rebuilt and preserved, surpassing its target. Progress relating to the reconstruction of cultural heritages was, however, slower in the last fiscal year, with 13 out of 24 planned stupas being completed across Thading, Rasua, Sindhupalchuk and Dolakha districts. This year, the Ministry attained impressive progress in cultural heritage preservation efforts. Joint Secretary Ramkrishna Lamichane informed that the 20 heritage conservation works were scheduled for fiscal year 2023-24. A total of 40 have been completed so far. Also, the ministry added that the expansion of the road network to the eastern side of Bihar area in the Bihar state of India under the Lumbini Master Plan recorded 68% progress in current fiscal year, while electrification and road construction works at the cultural center under the Lumbini Master Plan have been completed by 84% till date. A total of 26 earthquake-resistant model houses have been built for families affected by earthquake in Jajarkot and Rukum Pashchim districts. The houses were constructed under the Joint Recovery Project funded by United Nations agencies and their partner organizations. Additionally, 5 houses have been built with funding from British government. Senior Project Associate at the United Nations International Organization for Migration, Sujit Gautam, informed that out of 26, 14 houses were built in Rukum Pashchim and 12 in Jajarkot. The Rupandehi District Court has released Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chairperson and former Home Minister Ravi Lamisani on a guarantee of his family and lawyer. Rupandehi District Court official Yagyamurti Gewali shared the bench of Judge Prahlad Kumar Yogi ordered to release of Lamisani in guarantee of his family and lawyer as the hearing was not completed. The court says Chairperson Lamisani will have to appear in court for hearing at 10:30 a.m. today, as only his statement was recorded yesterday. Now some sports update. Nepal suffered an 83-run defeat to Australia in their final group stage match of ICC Women's Under-19 World Cup in Malaysia. Chasing a target of 140 runs set by Australia, Nepal was restricted to just 56 runs, losing 8 wickets. Captain Pooja Mahato scored 18 runs for the team, while the other batters struggled to reach double digits. This marks Nepal's third consecutive loss in the tournament, resulting in their elimination from the group stage. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for some international news update. 11 people have been killed and 5 injured after they fled rumors of a fire on board their train in India, only to be hit by another train. Railway officials said the passengers got down from the Mumbai-bound train in western Maharashtra state after someone pulled the alarm chain, causing it to stop. The incident is the latest to hit India's creaking rail network, which carries millions of passengers each day and has seen several disasters over the years. A spokesperson for Indian Railways was quoted by local media as having said that someone had pulled the alarm chain on Mumbai-bound train, following which a few passengers got down from the train. Indian Railways is the fourth largest train network in the world and is undergoing a $30 billion upgrade as part of boosting connectivity. However, accidents have tarnished its image, according to official records. An average of 20,000 people died each year between 2017 and 2021 in rail accidents. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of the western low pressure system in the western part of the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Karnali and Sudurpashchim province and the high hilly regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Lumbini province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places in Sudurpashchim province, with chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Karnali and Sudurpashchim province, and at one or two places of high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi and Gandaki province today. Furthermore, the division said that the foggy weather is likely to affect daily life, agriculture, health, transport and air travel at many places of the Terai region tomorrow morning as well. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 5 to 7 degrees Celsius, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 23 to 25 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Government decides to present bill designed to regulate social networking sites in Parliament. Parliamentary committee directs government to formulate wildfire control action plan within 15 days and implement it. Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation expedite reconstruction of quake-damaged cultural heritages, and 11 people dead in Indian rail accident after panic deboarding. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.